Police Chief Doug Beard says last year his officers responded to 26 calls of a person with a gun in which the weapon turned out to be a BB gun or a pellet gun. So the city council is considering an ordinance that would require those types of realistic-looking guns to be transported in cases or containers. Beard says this would eliminate any confusion or second-guessing for officers and the general public.
The way we're trying to view it is if it's predictable, it's preventable. And we have, 3,400 people in this county that have concealed carry permits, and they're extremely responsible people, as the police are. But at the same time, how much time do you have to make a decision between a pellet gun and a real gun?
Beard says in no way does this restrict someone's ability to own one of these guns. The city council must vote twice more on the carry requirement before it becomes law. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.